Hello, Cleveland. This is Alan Keller from the Too Much Effing Perspective podcast, and welcome to Quick Taps, short episodes with short stories for short attention spans. Our theme today is sex lies and videotape, Spinal Tap moments that happened during a time when there was such a thing as privacy, and everyone's phone wasn't equipped with the pocket equivalent of a Hubble telescope. Our first story comes from Morty Coyle and Jordan Summers from the band All Day Sucker, which just released its fourth album entitled Feel Better. Morty and Jordan reminisce of a far more innocent time when people could do horrible things and they wouldn't go instantly viral.
By the time that we started, things were not recorded like today, obviously. No internet, no social media. People just kind of did what they did. So, you know, we played the Viper Room. And the Viper Room at this point, you couldn't believe who was there. You'd sit with Jim Jarmusch during the day, during sound check.
Was there a lot?
Like, about nothing.
James Caan alone, just standing in the middle of the dance floor, watching you just like with the chains by himself.
And Viper is at this point incredibly exclusive. And my girlfriend actually worked at the Viper, and we still weren't allowed to go for like a month because it was that exclusive. So once we start going there, we start playing there Sunday nights. And, you know, everybody would get up and dance with us or sing with us. So Tori Spelling wants to get up and play drums. So she's on stage. And those of you who play drums, when you sit, it's hard to remain chaste. So one foot is on the kick pedal, one foot is on the hi-hat, and Tori Spelling wasn't wearing underpants. And then she got up from it and toppled over backwards because she slipped off the stage or whatever with legs up akimbo. So there used to be a magazine called Celebrity Skin, which was essentially way before the internet, where they would compile any nude, anything with celebrities. If a celebrity was at the beach one day, if she's in a movie and like her nipple slips out, everything like that. So I think somebody informed somebody, by the way, I just want to let you know, you guys are in Celebrity Skin. And I go, what? Had there been video and photo and everything, that night, France would have known there's a place in France where the naked ladies dance, and Los Angeles. Man, our career would have taken off.
We would have been trending.
Yeah, it would have been like hashtag us.
Our next Spinal Tap moment comes from America's first male supermodel, Michael Bergen, who tells us about the time he saw famous clothing designer Valentino's pirated copy of the Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson sex tape while in the presence of another powered couple of the 90s.
Hugh Grant and Elizabeth Hurley were invited that evening. So I'm having dinner with Hugh Grant, Elizabeth Hurley, and then Valentino whips out the sex tape. And I'm in this like little back room, and it's just me and Hugh Grant watching the sex tape. I close my eyes and him and I are giggling like two little children hiding something from our parents. And I don't even know if Elizabeth Hurley knew we were in the room watching it, but man, it was just, watching that with Hugh Grant, it was epic. It was epic.
And finally, comedian Billy Wayne Davis tells us about the time he saw a video of Larry the Cable Guy in a setting cable guys were often seen back in the days of VHS.
When Larry the Cable Guy was good working club comic feature act, they put you up in these condos and whatever. That's back when you had to send tapes to bookers because they had to make tapes of their act. So these guys got really good at editing VHS tapes. But it was also like, that's how they passed porno around too. So there would be like porno at these condos. So what Larry did was he took all the rest of the porno away. So there's only one. So they had to watch this one, and it would be like a decent amount of time, everyone's masturbation time, you know, like 4 to 5 minutes, whatever it is. And then he spliced himself just like looking over the shoulder or something, like in this scene, and just being like, ah! And so it would just ruin people's thing. But it got to be legendary. So when he got famous, a lot of comedians were like, hey, that's the dude from the porno.
Is there any better reason to switch from cable to DirecTV than the possibility of Larry the Cable Guy walking in on you and your wife having sex? And is there such a thing as DirecTV anymore? I have no idea. Thank you so much for listening to today's Quick Tap. Please rate and review the TMEP show on Apple Podcasts and tune in next week when my co-host Alex Hoffman and myself return for more Spinal Tap moments on Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions. Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget, and we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week. So pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.
Evergreen Podcast Network.